This is
an LIC.
LIC.
LIC. Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship.
LIC.
This is an LIC Preceptor podcast. Choosing the right patient for student continuity in longitudinal programs. Written by Dr. Joshua Bernstein, Director of the Internal Medicine Clerkship at the Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine, Asheville Campus. Welcome to another LIC Preceptor Podcast. Today's topic will be how to choose the best patients for students to see in our continuity clinics. Having students in longitudinal integrated clerkships gives them unique opportunities to learn through patients' experiences as they move through the healthcare system. Students can follow their patients, if admitted, in the emergency room, at a specialist office, or at ancillary services such as physical therapy. Each encounter provides invaluable learning opportunities in terms of evaluation and management of medical problems, and provides students with insight into how patients' medical problems affect patients on a personal level. As Dr. Bernstein explains, ideally, every patient a student sees would be willing and excited to engage with that student. Also, patients should have appropriate medical problems to fill gaps in student knowledge. The patient should also be tolerant of the extra time they spend talking to the student before seeing the doctor. What are some strategies for choosing appropriate patients from your practice for students to see in a longitudinal program? Some preceptors just see who is on the schedule for that day and pick out the better patients for students to see, or just have them see whoever is there. However, this leaves a lot to chance, and there may be times when the schedule is filled with less than ideal student patients. So how do we ensure quality patients for our students? One possible strategy is to start looking for student patients well before the year begins. As patients are seen in the months leading up to the academic year, they can be screened and even asked about willingness to work with students. If they are agreeable, then instead of saying, "I want to see you in 3 months," you would say, "I want to see you in 3 months on a Thursday morning when the students are here. Please tell our assistant when you're checking out that you'll be willing to work with a student." You can remind your staff to book these patients during times when students are present. We find it useful to keep a list of the dates the student is with you tacked to the office wall or on your phone so you can easily make that suggestion. You can also keep a list of possible patients, so if there is a day without an appropriate patient for the student scheduled, then your staff could turn to this list to recruit patients. As the year goes by, more and more patients can be added to the list. In pediatrics, this may be the family of 5 kids who seem to come in a lot. In internal medicine, it may be a patient with multiple medical problems and a few admissions this year for COPD. For OB, it may be a pregnant woman with 2 other kids who is expecting this year, but has diabetes or hypertension, and may be seen more often for prenatal care. Also consider patients who may need multiple specialists for one issue, for example, liver cancer, or end-stage liver disease, or breast cancer. Another strategy is to keep open slots in the schedule on the day the students are there, and then, a week before, the schedule can be screened and appropriate patients can be identified and moved into student slots. As the year goes on, preceptors can meet with their students and try to ascertain if there are any knowledge gaps that need to be filled. A student may not have had exposure to chronic kidney disease, for example. The next time you see a patient with this disease, then they could be asked about willingness to see a student, and if so, they would be booked in the next slot when a student is there. According to Dr. Bernstein, hospital admissions are another unique opportunity to find continuity patients for students. These patients often have multiple medical problems and may be good learning cases for the students. Upon discharge, these patients can be asked to follow up on the student mornings. By reviewing the hospital chart, students can get some added hospital medicine knowledge, have some experience in dealing with transitions of care, and form a relationship with the patient who may have another hospital admission in the future. This works well if you admit your own patients, or you can have the student work with the admitting hospitalist and serve as a link between your office and the hospital team. Students can also be sent to visit a new patient in the hospital on behalf of their primary care doctor. Another source of patients for the students would be new patients coming into the practice. New patients are an excellent learning opportunity, as they come with a blank slate. It is nice if students can have some opportunity to see patients who are not already established. If your practice is closed to new patients, then you may consider accepting new patients with the caveat that the patient would be willing to see a student first and would be willing to come in on the student day. This has been a very successful technique and has worked well in Dr. Bernstein's clinic. Lastly, students may bring in new patients that they have had contact with. It is encouraged at the beginning of the year that students invite patients they have had contact with into our practice, with approval. These patients may come from the hospital wards during inpatient blocks, from ER experiences, from OB rotations, or other places. If systems can be established to assure these patients are appropriate for your practice, then this can be an excellent opportunity to get new patients into your office. Once a patient is actively working with students, we encourage them to remain in the teaching program and transition to work with subsequent students when their student is moved on to fourth year. This creates continuity for the patients and the students. This concludes the podcast on choosing patients for continuity.